walk through the door. Dan Copen, Logan Mankins, two of our Patriots Friday regulars. Guys, good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
How you doing?
Good.
I mean, I got first quarter bets, too, like how many points you're going to score in the first quarter. And if these things don't happen, I'm going to be without a house.
So. You got those things up already?
By the way,
well,
the commissioner loves it when you ask NFL players about betting. He loves that, yeah. He's all real big on that. You know, we asked Lee Bodden this question yesterday, and I always ask this at this time of year. Is it an anxious feeling now? You just want to get this thing going, and you got to wait an extra day to boot. Is that how you feel at this point?
Yeah. The stuff we've been doing is not the funnest stuff. So the games are the funnest part of the week, and that's what we play for is the games. So we're ready to get it going.
You feel the same way, Dan?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. You know, you go through the off season and you go through training camp and the mini camps, and you know, preseason, you know, is long. It serves its purpose, but you know, this is what it's about, and everybody's just really excited to get started.
What do you think about Buffalo now? I mean, they've had there's a lot of, it doesn't affect you guys, but I mean, a lot of stories about their offensive coordinator. You know, he was dismissed before, you know, 10 days before the season starts. They got T.O. now. What do you think about this team? And it's a division opponent. What do you think about their ability?
Their ability's always been there, and you know, this year's no difference. Whatever they have going on internally, like you said, doesn't affect us, especially you know, as linemen. You know, it doesn't matter who they put out there, you know, or when they put out there. You know, we got a job to do, and that's you know, getting you know the running backs holes to run through, and you know, protecting for the pass.
Is there a guy, Logan, on that D-line or one of the linebackers who doesn't get enough pub because he plays for the Buffalo Bills that kind of stands out to you?
Oh, yeah. The guy I go against most of the time, Kyle Williams. No one ever talks about him, but he's one of the guys in the league that plays as hard as he can every play. No one ever gives him any props for that, but he is going 100 miles an hour. You think you have him blocked. You think the play's over. And then he uncovers, runs, and makes a tackle down the field. Or he gets loose and hits the quarterback right when he's throwing it. He's just one of those guys that no one talks about, but he's always making a lot of tackles and making a lot of hits on people.
Without putting too much stock in the preseason, because nobody does, Dan, when it was ones against ones, how did you feel the offensive line performed, especially in the area everybody's talking about, which is quarterback protection?
No, I think we did some good things. You know, there's always things that you look back at and wish you can do better, but I think we took some steps in the right direction, you know, especially from where we were last year at this point to, you know, how we handled the preseason this year, and I think that was a very big big thing that Bill emphasized with us early on, that we wanted to get there and get the reps and start working on it.
Logan, is there a big difference doing what you do depending on who the quarterback is? In other words, when you're playing offensive line for Matt Castle, is it decidedly different than playing for Tom Brady?
You know, no. It's all the same protections, same everything. You try to do the same technique. You try to keep your guy as far as away from the quarterback as possible. You try to pick up the right linebackers when they're blitzing. And then you just let the quarterback do whatever he has to do. If your guy gets close to him, he's going to move or take off running. But you just try to keep your guy away from him, close to the line of scrimmage, and let the quarterback have as much time as he has.
Guys, we know what happened in the first quarter last year against Kansas City. And we've talked more about Tom Brady and the psychological hurdle of playing with the knee injury. How about you guys? Do you play with any extra thought of, man, we really have to do the job here because last year our quarterback was out for the season and we just got to make sure that we step it up. Does that thought ever cross your minds?
Not really. You really can't worry about that. If you're starting to worry about that, then, you know, some things are going to happen. You know, it's just one of those things where you got to go out there and focus on what you got to do. It's a physical game and things happen, but you got to move on and just concentrate on what you're doing. You know, you really can't explain what happened last year or try to even think about it. It's just one of those things. So you move on and, you know, Tom's ready to go and, you know, we're ready to go.
We've talked about the NFL being a copycat league. And when I go back to two seasons ago, the Philadelphia game, it's almost as though Jim Johnson said, we've tried playing back and Brady's killing us by dribs and drabs. We're sending everybody. And it seemed like from that point on, everybody else thought the same way. Did you guys find, Logan, you were seeing a lot more pressure, blitzing, things like that from the Philadelphia game on?
Yeah, you know, when something works against a team, the next team you play is going to try the same thing. And if you can't make the adjustments in this league, you're going to see it every week, the same pressures. The defenses that have the personnel to run those blitzes with the good D-line, good linebackers that can blitz, you're going to see it a lot. And from our standpoint, if we could pick it up, that's the best way. If you pick it up, they're going to stop doing it. So it really falls to us to pick it up and the quarterback and receivers to burn them on those, and then that's how you get rid of those blitzes.
You guys watched the game last night?
Yeah, I watched some of it.
My cable was down for a little bit.
Cable was down? Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. What's the cable system? Let's call somebody.
I got a lot of problems with Cox communications right now.
Call him out.
Good for him. We got to get somebody over to the man's house.
Right. I did that one time. This is so funny. I did that one time on the air. And at the time, it was RCN. I called out RCN. After the show, guy from RCN, man, just blistering me. I can't believe you would call us out on the air. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do. My cable didn't work. But so his cable didn't work. He probably had to come to your house to watch the game. What did you think of that last night?
You could tell it was the first game. There's quite a few penalties out there on stuff that usually there's not a lot of penalties. But the game was physical last night. It was fun to watch. There was a lot of hitting going on and some big plays out there, some really big plays that were fun to watch.
Don't you feel like when that first game is over, now officially football season has started? I mean, it's kind of strange to get used to the idea of Thursday football, but once you have a real game, it just seems like the preseason already was 5 years ago.
You know, that's what everybody talks from the end of the season to the start of the season. It's like they just can't wait for football to start. And, you know, you see it when training camp comes with all the fans coming. They're excited. We're excited. And like you said, when that Thursday night kicks off, it's football season, and everybody knows it.
Is it almost a fluke that you've had the string that you've had against the Buffalo Bills? I mean, they're a good team. They're a division team. You know them. They know you. To put the streak together you guys have put against them, isn't it almost a fluke to win that many in a row?
You would think so, because it's tough to beat. We play them twice a year, so it's tough to beat them twice in 1 year, let alone the string that we've had. And I think it just goes to playing good football against them, not making mistakes, because they're not going to make many mistakes. They're a team that doesn't have many penalties, hardly any turnovers. So you just got to play good football against them, do it your job, and count on the guys around you to do their job.
You know, you guys named your captains recently, and I know how we look at it, fans and media. But in the locker room, do you go up, do you view captains differently, or is there so much leadership on this team that they're representatives, but you don't look to them to lead you? I don't know if I'm making that clear enough. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we do in certain respects. They have the meetings with Bill, and they can voice, our concerns or whatever's going on. But from a standpoint, I think we do have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football and understand the way it needs to go and what we need to do. So, those guys have earned we don't put the C on the jersey, but they've earned that title. And, Randy does a great job with the younger guys, Tom, Vince, Gerard, Sam, is a new guy or new captain coming in and really is taking over the special team. So when we need to get something done or, we need a, kick in the butt, they're there.
Is it pretty unusual? And I know he's not your room, your side of the ball, but to have a second-year player get that kind of support and respect from his teammates like Gerard Mayo did?
Yeah, usually, but you can't say enough about Gerard. He's earned it totally. He's the middle linebacker on our defense. He's got the radio in his helmet. He makes all the calls out there, and you just see how hard he works. He makes a ton of tackles. He's in the weight room working hard. He's in the film room working hard, and he's totally earned it, so he deserves it.
Andre Tippett said that to us yesterday. He said, it doesn't matter when you're here. He's here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's working. He's trying to get himself better. It jumped out to a guy like Tippett, who's in the Hall of Fame. I'm sure it jumps out to his teammates, too.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look. He's a second-year guy. But what he came in and did last year as a rookie, Defensive Player of the Year, and really stepped up. And I think the guys on that defensive side saw that and saw what he did in the offseason. And, really wasn't a shock to us when, he was named, temporary captain in the beginning of the preseason by Bill. And as a teammate, it's one of those things where it was a no-brainer.
And if you're a new guy coming here, if you're smart, you don't want to stand out as the weak link. Everybody else is studying. Everybody else is watching film. You'd be an idiot to say, all right, I'm good. See you later. You guys watch that film. I'm going home to See if I can get Cox Communications straightened out here.
Well, thank God it came back on eventually.
Okay.
You know, we had a little talk with the representative, so she pinged us or whatever the heck she did. So it came back on just a little too late.
I told you, okay, unplug it.
Yeah, I know. Wait. I've been through it all.
I would tell you, unplug
it. Turn
it. Wait 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Plug it back in. Does it work now? No.
Look, this is the NFL. You don't get to play like Northeastern on a weekend or something like that. No gimmies in the NFL.
Is that a shot from me?
That's because we're always making fun of Ohio State for him.
And I haven't said anything.
He's been very quiet this week.
I got nothing to say. They humbled us last year.
They got a big one this week, too.
It was a 35-3.
He's a little worried about this week.
Yeah, I am worried.
Guys, it's great to be back seeing real football again, which will start on Monday night. It's great to have you guys part of the Patriots Friday package. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Thanks.